This is WHFR, Dearborn.
The views and opinions expressed on the following pre-recorded show do not necessarily represent those of WHFR or Henry Ford Community College. Good afternoon, this is WHFR Dearborn, and you're listening to the program called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway, and this month my special guests are Chris and Dave Wattenberg, and they're a couple who teach people to use the vibrations of stones and tuning forks to heal. Well, I want to welcome you both to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you're more than welcome. Now, all this healing, how does that start with, say, like a tuning fork? How do you heal with a tuning fork?
The tuning forks are used to bring the energy centers of the body into tune.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a car that's out of tune, that eventually it vibrates itself apart. If it's in tune, it runs smoothly and lasts longer. And things get better and better as it runs.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with tuning forks. We bring the energy centers in so they're going the way they should, at the frequencies they should. We find people who, for example, do chakra balancing. They get the chakras open, spinning right, balanced, but they're out of tune. So the chakra balance doesn't last long. It keeps wavering out because it's out of tune.
Mm-hmm. Well, how long does a tuning fork session last? I mean, when you use it, is how long does the effects of that session last?
It depends on the person and their situation. For example, if a person has a problem that's brought on because they visit an in-law that they really don't get along with, then when they go and see that in-law again, it's going to get back out of sync.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it actually will get better and better, so that we start the healing process, but it's going to continue to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And we look for healing, not symptom control.
Right. Not a quick fix.
Not a quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, what got you interested in this? I mean, what sparked your interest? What got you going with this particular type of healing?
We were at we both have had some physical problems.
Mm-hmm.
And before we went and took drastic actions like surgery, we tried some of the energy work.
Mm-hmm.
We tried healing touch, which did a lot. We were told, with that, anyone can learn it. So we decided to try. We also had done acupuncture, and our acupuncturist had found that our watches were causing a problem, and he showed us how to test for whether it was compatible or not. We came back the next week and had got new watches, and he was amazed. He said, usually it takes people years to learn to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing it like experts in a week.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, okay, we must have some abilities. So we went and took some classes. We got into the stones and the tuning forks because of things we had read and people we had met.
Mm-hmm.
We started teaching the classes because we couldn't find classes that covered the material we wanted anywhere, not just locally, but we just couldn't find them. So we developed our own classes and started giving them.
Mm-hmm. So where did you actually start to learn this? I mean, was this something that you were trained at another place to start learning, or was it a program you just developed on your own?
Well, we started by taking the Healing Touch courses, and we got certified in Healing Touch. That's a long process.
Mm-hmm.
And over the part of Healing Touch is they say look for other modalities. So because the more tools you have in your toolbox, the more options you have when you're trying to heal somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So, and from there, we tried other classes as well. And we were dissatisfied with the stone classes we saw. And we developed our own. And that was the first class we had started with. And then our students requested that we do different classes in some other areas. And so we expanded as we went on.
Mm-hmm. So it's just something that you developed, kept working on, and improving as you went along? I mean, you just was just a case of self-discovery, pretty much?
And, well, an experience with our students.
Mm-hmm.
We find when we work on people, things come. We find things that work, things that don't work. We find stuff on the internet. New things spark our attention. One of my favorite sources is NPR.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll talk about something, and I'll say, oh, well, that must apply to this.
Mm-hmm.
One of the people that started this being accepted in the U.S. was a fellow by the name of Borg Joy. He's a doctor, very well known on the West Coast, and he started noticing that he was feeling these energy centers when he was working on people. So he started to map them out. And then, much to his amazement, he was in a bookstore. And a book fell off the shelf and opened up in front of him. And his drawing was there.
Mm-hmm.
Problem was, it was in Chinese and was thousands of years old. And he got absolutely furious. He said, you mean this knowledge has been around all these years and they don't even tell us that there are these other systems mm-hmm. when we go to med school? So he went on a crusade to start bringing this into the medical profession and making it acceptable.
Mm-hmm. And has there been inroads made into modern medicine with this?
Most hospitals today have some kind of energy work mm-hmm. available. If nothing else, massage.
Right.
But there are a number of them that have healing touch.
Reiki.
Reiki, therapeutic touch, and several of the others are available.
Mm-hmm.
Some are doing aromatherapy, and these are all different energy works. We find that the medical people are more accepting of using tuning forks than using stones because they use tuning forks for their assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a tool that they're familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you use a tuning fork on a person? What do you do with that process?
The way we use it is the sound.
Mm-hmm.
So we use each sound with each energy center. And we do it by aiming the tuning fork and the sound from there at that center. Some other people will use it like in acupuncture by taking the fork and applying it to the acupuncture points.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we teach people to do in the class is to tune water.
Tune water?
You take the frequencies that you need,
mm-hmm.
put it into the water, and then when you drink the water, you're getting a treatment. Remembering that the body is 70% or more water, you ingest that water, it goes through the whole body rather quickly.
Mm-hmm.
When we do this, most people will taste a difference in the water from before it was tuned to after. And the process of tuning, and it only takes a few seconds.
Mm-hmm. But it tastes better after the tuning? People can tell a difference?
It tastes more alive.
Okay.
More vibrant.
Really? I didn't know water could be vibrant, but If you say so, I'll take your word for it. So if a person comes to you and they say, gee, I have a problem with my elbow, well, what's the first thing you would do in the process of determining what you could do to help that person?
We go through a whole series of things. First of all, we talk to them. Mm-hmm. We try to find out when it happened, what was going on at the time. There are a number of books we like. Louise Hayes has a book called Heal Your Body.
Yes.
And in there, we'll say, you know, like, elbow is these issues. And it's hilarious because we can read that and say, you know, oh, so what's going on with this? And they'll say, oh, how'd you know that this is the problem that I'm having? Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's associated with the elbow problem. Mm-hmm. Then we will assess the energy system, find out what's going on in it, and focus on a path to correct the problems that are there.
Mm-hmm. We scan the body to feel where there might be problems in the body, and we pick that up. And we teach a class in focused energy, which focuses in like on the joints or the organs, and we use that to key in like for your elbow problem. Mm-hmm.
But along the way, you might find a different area that might need work as well as somebody's elbow, and you would suggest that to that person?
Usually we will work on it. Mm-hmm. We've had a number of those situations where we'll work on something, and I had one client came in one day and said, you know, I have these five problems. And I went and scanned and said, man, the lungs really have an issue. So I worked on the lungs as part of it. Mm-hmm. At the end, she got up and said, I noticed you were working on my lungs a lot. I forgot to tell you, this morning I couldn't get out of bed because I couldn't breathe. My husband had to get up and get the inhaler for me before I could get out of bed.
Mm-hmm. So she had asthma?
I'm not sure what the issue was, mm-hmm. but she was unable to breathe.
Right.
And we saw her a couple of months later, and she had not needed to have her inhaler again.
Wow, that's good. I mean, obviously, it's long-lasting. I mean, it just is not for a day or two, but it can last for, what, weeks or months or years?
Weeks, months, years, the rest of your lifetime.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. Yeah. And real briefly, I just want to take time out to remind everybody that you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This program is Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. My special guest this month, Chris and Dave Wattenberg, and they're a couple who teach people to use the vibrations of stones and tuning forks to heal. Now, how often do you use tuning forks on yourselves?
Fairly regularly. Mm-hmm. And we've had some rather interesting experiences. One of the more bizarre ones, we were driving along. We had had a not very great motel the night before. And Chris said, you know, I need to do a tuning. So she started to do the tuning for herself in the car as we were driving with the sound going everywhere. I was feeling better. But the thing that really got us is the car started driving better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was this your car or a rental?
Our car.
Okay.
The engine started running smoother. It was just, we were absolutely flabbergasted because we didn't think it would do it on the...
Right, for something like an object like that. You know, for humans it's one thing, but for an object like that to mm-hmm. have that kind of performance would be unique.
But it does. It happens.
Yeah.
When we give a treatment to somebody, we're getting a treatment as well as they are. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice to give treatments to people because we're also getting ourselves.
Right. So there's some kind of a selfishness there. I mean, a good selfishness, though. I mean, obviously you're helping people.
We've known an awful lot of people who work in healing. Mm-hmm. And there are people that have done it through self-discovery and all, or through books, and they don't seem to really understand the energy. They just do these steps. And one of the things we find is that they will tell us, oh, I feel dirty afterwards.
Or drained.
Or drained.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not using, they're using their energy. They're pulling out what they perceive as being dirty stuff. And so they're collecting it as opposed to trying to get the energy moving the way it should, mm-hmm. in which case they're going to get a treatment from it. One of the things people talk about, you know, good energy, bad energy. We don't view that way. There's energy that's in the right place and energy that's not. And the simile we use on it is, if you are in the desert and it's 120 degrees in the shade, if you don't have salt, you're going to die of heat prostration.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hypertensive and you're sitting on the couch eating salt like mad, you're going to stroke out and die. The salt isn't good or bad. It's in the right place at the right time, or it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So when we work with the energy, we try to make sure that that which does not belong where it is goes to where it does belong.
Mm-hmm. So it just kind of shifts everything around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody comes to you and complains about a certain pain or something, do you often say, okay, we'll work together, but you should also see a doctor or anything like that?
In quite often we'll say, have you seen a doctor?
Mm-hmm.
And because of the laws and all, of course, we cannot prescribe, we cannot diagnose.
Mm-hmm.
We will not work with someone and say, oh, I feel cancer here.
Yeah. Now,
if they come in and say, I've been to the doctor and he's found cancer here, then we'll talk about that cancer and work on it. Other than that, we'll just talk about it in a generic term, like there's a blockage or there's something that's that we need to work on there. But that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Do we work on specific situations? Yes. Can we find things that, even before they've been diagnosed? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we do in the focused energy is get actually into the organs and feel what's going on. And I've done this with a number of doctors. My favorite one with them is to say, okay, you know someone who has type 1 diabetes, you know someone who has type 2 diabetes, you know someone who's normal. Now, go in and feel the pancreas of the normal person. Feel the rhythm of that pancreas. Now, feel the person with type 2 diabetes. What do you feel? They say, well, it's, you know, chaotic. Okay, the person with the type 1, I don't feel anything. Wait a minute. I'm feeling the difference between these here and they're miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And this little light bulb goes on the doctors, and they're absolutely flabbergasted that they can do it.
Right.
But they can accurately do it.
Mm-hmm. So in essence, they are literally touching the pancreas or whatever gland or organ it might be?
They are, no, the people are miles away.
Right, but I mean, in essence, they are literally doing that, correct?
They're literally getting their energy in touch with that, mm-hmm. with the energy of that, and feeling what's going on.
Right. Well, that's pretty amazing to be able to do that, especially miles away.
In some countries, they're actually teaching the emergency room doctors to do some of these techniques because they can quickly diagnose, and then they can run the tests focused on what they believe the things are and what they found, and they're getting very, very high rates. So instead of running 40 tests, two of which are really needed,
right,
they're running five tests, two of which are needed. 40% hit rate is much better than a 2% hit rate. Mm-hmm. So,
well, that must save on medical costs as well, right?
And more than that, on time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if somebody's in a critical condition, they can get to it much quicker.
Mm-hmm. Now, do patients come to you and they say, well, I want to see what you can do because I do have cancer of this or that, and then you work with them, and does that help improve the situation usually?
In general, any of the energy work will cut the recovery time from surgeries and things like that in half. We've had a number of situations where people have come to us before surgery and not had the surgery and not needed it.
Mm-hmm.
Had a mailman who came to me, and his in one arm the carpal tunnel was rated at a 9, in the other an 8. After one treatment, the one arm was at a 1, the other was at a 1.5. 6 months later, when I talked to him, he said if he used the computer a lot, the bad arm would get up to a 0.5.
But still much better than it was previously.
As opposed to a 9,
mm-hmm. Right.
Where he needed surgery.
Right, exactly.
And the rest of the time, there was no pain at all.
Mm-hmm. So you do find cases where it's actually a situation where you can avoid surgery or possibly eliminate that option at all?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And in other cases, if there is surgery, we can help the healing.
Mm-hmm. So once they have the surgery, they come back to you and it helps the healing, whatever area they had worked on, that just helps complete the healing a little bit sooner?
Yes. And, well, we had a friend whose husband, a doctor, his boss was going in for surgery. And she convinced him to let her work on him because she needed to do so many treatments for her certification. He needed a bypass a year later. And he kicked his family out of the room beforehand to have her come in and work on him. And afterwards had her back to work on him again. And as a doctor, he said, and a cardiologist, he said, it took half the time to heal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Well, it's really amazing. I mean, something simple like that that can really have great benefits for people.
Without needles.
Mm-hmm.
Without chemicals.
All natural.
All yeah. natural. No negative side effects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some people say the energy work has no side effects. We've found over and over again it has side effects. You know, you're calmer.
Mm-hmm.
You can focus easier. It's all positive side effects. Your attitude's better. All kinds of nice little things happen on the side.
Mm-hmm. Do people come to you on a regular basis? I mean, maybe they're feeling perfectly fine, but they just want to tune up, so to speak, and they'll come to you like every week or every month, or does it just depend on the person?
We try not to have people come like every week.
Mm-hmm.
We say, when you need it, come.
Right.
But we do have people that say, you know, I just needed a tune-up. We have one woman we know who's a fairly well-known healer locally, and she has come to our tuning fork class 5 times now?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She says it's like a retreat weekend. She's brought her sister, she's brought friends along with her because she just loves the class, and she gets so much out of the work and all.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of people who tell us that after they've taken our class, those are the techniques they use most. And a few of them are Reiki masters and still are teaching Reiki, but they're using our stuff.
Right, in addition to the Reiki.
Almost exclusively.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, very briefly, I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This program is Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. This month, my special guests are Chris and Dave Wattenberg, and they are a couple who teach people to use the vibrations of stones and tuning forks to heal. Now, what about stones? How do stones have vibrations? Is something that struck me as rather odd, but how does that work?
Well, one of the things that we find is that people who work with computers have no problem at all with the idea of the stones. They know that whether you're talking about a watch, which uses a quartz crystal to keep time, or the circuits, which all of the little parts of it are really little tiny mineral deposits that make a computer work. And it's the frequency, the vibration of those minerals that make the computer work. So we're using those vibrations off of the stones to help heal the body, or the mind, or the spirit, relationships, whatever.
So how does that help, say, a relationship? I mean, how do you place the stones on people, and how does that work exactly?
It depends on what we're doing again.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often people like to carry stones with them. So we try to find the right stones for them, and then they can take them with them. We also make elixirs, which, like the tuning forks, charging water, we can charge water with the stones. And those things then, those energies get into the body and help it to heal. They get into the energy around the body and help the relationships. It's all metaphysical.
Right. Well, that's what we're all about here, metaphysically speaking, so it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, when you use the stones, I mean, do you actually place stones on certain areas of the body as well, and that the vibrations help that area?
Yes. One of the things Chris likes to do is she's made blankets that will have the stones in the right places, and then she just pulls the blanket up over herself and gets herself a treatment.
And Chris, how do you know where to place the stones on the blanket? Just trial and error?
We have a Kabbalistic Tree of Life treatment that we give that really kind of puts everything back together. So I made the blanket that would lay out, that would, the pockets would be in the spots that the Kabbalistic Tree of Life are. And so when you pull that over you, you're getting a treatment. Even if it's not exact, it goes to those points because that's your intention.
So you do get the proper effect that you, whatever you need as far as healing is concerned, you can just lie there and the body absorbs those vibrations?
Yes. And so it's real simple. You know, you need to put the right stone in the pocket for the situation that you're dealing with, but there's kind of a general combination that we came up with that seems to work for the most part for everybody. So we put those in the pockets, and we can switch them out if we choose, but for the most part it's that one set of stones that we have in the blanket, and we can pull it over us, and it's easy to give yourself a treatment that way.
Now, do the stones, I guess they have different effects on different parts of the body. I mean, if you wanted to heal a certain part of the body, you'd use a certain stone because of the vibration that's involved?
Yes. And the, for example, if someone is having heart issues, there are two colors that work on the heart, pink and green. And if you look at a color wheel, there are the opposites. So what we will do is, for example, put a pink stone on and then put the green stone on so that we take it and reverse it and then bring it back. For grieving, that works very well because you kind of have to get out the things that are not there and then reinforce the healing. There are, one of the other things that we always talk about in class is the negative effects. For example, black tourmaline is a wonderful protection stone. People wear a brooch with black tourmaline or a pendant, and they'll tell you after a while they can't seem to form any relationships. What they've done is they've taken this protection and wrapped the heart around it so that nothing can get into the heart.
Mm-hmm. So is that a good thing or a bad thing, or it's just a thing?
That's normally a bad thing. You know, mm-hmm. you want people to be able to connect with other people.
Right.
So we talk about, you know, when do you use the stones, when don't you use them? Which stones are good for some things and not for others? And some people, well, people will use stones, tuning forks with animals. No problem doing that, but they have to remember, animals are more sensitive. So you want to use smaller stones and not do the treatment for as long.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to make sure all of that gets brought into the class.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do people know that they can come to you for things to work on, I don't know, spirit issues as well as physical issues? I mean, generally, I would think people would just think that's a physical thing, that it only helps certain parts of the body, but it also helps people's spirits and emotions, things like that?
Of course. And it's a matter of just educating people.
Mm-hmm.
They're, the physical, the mental, the spiritual are all so interconnected that you have to work on the whole thing. That's why they call it holistic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is we're trying to take everything and bring it and work on it all at once. It's one of the reasons that the chemical medicines tend not to work as well, because they work on one very specific part, mm-hmm. and everything else gets out of balance.
Right. Well, also, when people are mixing up different drugs, too, it has different effects, so they might be negating certain things when they combine certain drugs. So when they come to you, do you help eliminate that? Does that clear up at all?
What we try to do is, first of all, let them know that if they're working with us, their dosages are going to change. We tend to make the good parts of them work better. So if they needed 100 milligrams, they may only need 25.
Mm-hmm.
If they have four other medications that they're using to bring into balance what's being thrown out by that one,
mm-hmm.
we help to eliminate the side effects. And the fact that they can use a lower dosage helps eliminate a lot of the side effects as well.
Right, so they just do that over time. They realize they don't need the same medication, and they will go to their doctor and say, hey, I don't really feel I need this anymore. Has that ever been a problem for anybody when they've done that to their doctor? I mean, gone and explained the situation?
Most times they'll go to the doctor and just say, you know, I feel like I need to have my meds adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors are always seem to be happy with readjusting the meds, because yeah, people change over time.
Right.
They'd much rather adjust when it's not a crisis than when mm-hmm. it turns into a crisis.
Right, and usually it changes because it gets worse, not better. But in your case, it gets better, so you're cutting down on the meds, which is a good thing all the way around, right?
Mm-hmm. And we've had people who have stopped using meds. The doctor said, it seems like the problem's taking care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, these medications really worked for you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's good, though. And what about the Kabbalah tree? How does that work with a person's healing? Is that a healing process, or what does that do for a person, or how does that work?
There's this guy that some people have heard of called the Dalai Lama.
Okay, yes. Once or twice I've heard of him, yeah. I think. Yeah.
And someone asked him about getting true balance with the chakra system. And he said, there's no way you can talk about true balance with the chakra system, because it's a one-dimensional line that runs through the middle of the body.
Mm-hmm.
There's no left and right. There's no male and female. You need to find something that has that balance, that's two-dimensional, like the Kabbalistic tree of life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's not quite right with that. It's actually 19 dimensions.
Okay.
We only work with three of them, but...
The three most important, is that it, or...
No, it's...
That doesn't really matter.
The three dimensions we use are, you know, front, back, up, down, left, right.
Mm-hmm. Keep it simple, right?
Keep it simple. Keep it something that people can work on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Something people can visualize. And it's very powerful working with that. If you take a look at strength and stability, the most stable thing around is a tripod.
Mm-hmm.
3 points. So we work in triads. And one of the interesting things is if you take any 3 points on the tree of life, you can form a triangle. Some people look at it and say, well, this is just a line. I said, turn it over. You know, turn it 90 degrees. Oh, yeah, this goes up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always, any 3 points, there's going to be a triangle.
Mm-hmm. Are you both always discovering new things? I mean, just when you think that you pretty much have a handle on everything, that by virtue of the fact you're maybe still using the same procedures, you discover something else that develops in a person?
The one thing I've taken exception to with that is the more we learn, the more we learn that there's more that we need to learn.
Okay.
So we never feel like we got it in hand.
Right.
We're always learning.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always picking up new things. We teach a class, and our students teach us as much as we teach them.
Mm-hmm. So it's a mutual thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our clients will come in and teach us reams of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They may not know they're doing it. But,
right, you know, right. But that just improves your performance, too, mm-hmm. in helping people heal.
And in teaching.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Every time we find something new, and we can give that to a student, that helps them go out, and then they bring back experiences to us.
Mm-hmm.
We have some very wonderful students out there doing some of this work now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, do they come back to visit, or if they want to share something with you, perhaps they do that, something they've learned along the way?
They'll do that. They'll email us. They'll ask us when they have problems. They come back to refresher classes.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we do is, at a much lower rate, offer refreshers. So, mm-hmm. And then we have the experienced people in with novices. We weren't sure how that was going to work out, but one of the first classes we taught, one of our friends who's been literally around the world, both giving treatments and training people, was in the class, and we figured, this woman's been doing this for over 20 years. She's going to sit in the classroom bored.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we looked over, she was writing like mad.
Right.
And she said that our class brought all of the pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things she had been learning for 20 years, suddenly she got the relationship between them.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's someone that's the first time or someone who's been around doing this for 20 years, they sit in the same class next to each other. They're going to get different things out of it, but they're all going to get something.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, do you both enjoy teaching, or is that something that you prefer to do, or you just want to do both the healing and the teaching? Do you have a preference?
We both like teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, as you can kind of tell from the interview here, doesn't like to do as much of the talking.
Mm-hmm.
But she loves doing the classroom work, right. The hands-on stuff with the students. Mm-hmm. And quite often what will happen is I'll do the lecture, she'll work with the people, and I'll sit back and watch and pick up some of the things that are going on, mention it to her, and then she'll work with them on how to work on it.
Mm-hmm. And once these people take the training class, do you have some kind of degree or something for them, or is it just the fact that they have learned this knowledge and go forth with it?
We don't have a degree. We do give them a certificate, mm-hmm. so they can say they've been through it.
Right.
There are a few of the programs that have gotten accreditation to either give CEUs or college credits. We have not bothered going through that. For one thing, it's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't that many people that need that or have asked us even if we have it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, though. I mean, people are still learning something, and they're benefiting from it, so that's a good thing. So when you start these classes, do they last a week, or is it just one-day classes? How does that work?
Our beginning classes are two-day classes.
Mm-hmm.
We have a two-day class for tuning forks. We have two-day classes for stones. And then we have a series of one-day classes for those things that our students said, I would really like to have a class that dives into just this.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you do? You try to accommodate everybody that has a certain desire so that you can help them along the way?
Well, we've developed those classes mm-hmm. based on their the energy restoration class, focused energy, Kabbalistic Tree of Life class,
mm-hmm.
and one on singing bowls.
Yeah.
And another for protection.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are the singing bowls about? That seemed to be quite interesting when I read some of the material that you had on your website.
The origin of the singing bowls in healing really comes from the Buddhist monks. They use them for meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And people have then found that, that the energy that they give off is very good for healing. Now, the Buddhist monks will take a bowl. They each must pound their own bowl to their frequency. So they do it, try it, you know, find it, and when it's resonating right, then it's their bowl. They will take it, they strike it three times, like a bell, ding, ding, ding. Then they'll start to sing it, and they'll make it sing for hours, sometimes even days. They don't eat, they don't sleep, they just sing the bowl and meditate.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the end, they'll ring it three more times. If you look at the Pavlovian theories, what they're doing is they've trained their mind that when they hear it ring three times, their mind automatically goes into a meditative state.
Mm-hmm.
When they hit it three times again, it pulls them back out. The motion takes care of the physical world and helps block that, the sound, the auditory.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very good meditative tool.
Mm-hmm. So it's just used for meditation primarily, not healing per se?
We have developed a class based on using those for healing along with the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, where we're using that with the spots for the Kabbalistic Tree of Life called the Sfirot.
Mm-hmm. So when they use the bowls, I mean, does each person use it, or do you use it next to a person to get the benefits? How does that work, and what works best?
What we find is the healer will take the bowl and put it over the specific areas.
Mm-hmm.
There are other healers that will sing a bowl for a whole room of people. And if you think about it, a good musician, if they know what they're doing, heals a whole audience at one time.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been to a concert, you notice people come in, they're all over the place. They come out, they seem to be more connected to each other. And even strangers start talking to each other.
Mm-hmm. Either they're more frantic if the music's really wild or whatever, but it's a collective group unit.
Right. If the artist is a very negative person,
mm-hmm.
the people are at each other's throats.
Yeah, well, it does happen once in a while.
Yeah.
But that's not always a good thing. But, right, whatever vibration that performer's putting out obviously affects the crowd. So, mm-hmm. in essence, the singing bowls do the same thing that, on a one-to-one basis, it just usually calms a person down?
It can calm them. It can start healing. It can repair things.
Mm-hmm. Do you use it to maybe motivate people to get them going at a higher vibration?
It can be used for that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we tend to use the tuning forks more because they're very precise. A tuning fork is tuned to 1/100th of a cycle per second.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very precise sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's, think of it as a singing bowl's like a one-a-day vitamin.
Okay.
Okay. And if you get real high-quality, specific vitamins for what you need, that's like a tuning fork.
Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Again, briefly, I just want to say that you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station Making Waves. This is Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. My guests this month, Chris and Dave Wattenberg, they're a couple who teach people to use the vibrations of stones and tuning forks to heal. And Chris, you were about to say something? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh. There is a book called Messages in Water, and it shows you the effect that vibrations have on water. And since your body is mostly water, that these also affect you. And they show pictures of good things said and bad things said. They send these messages to water and they freeze it, and they show the crystalline effect of this. And when it's nice, positive stuff, the crystals look beautiful. Mm-hmm. When it's negative stuff, they look murky and ugly. Disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just kind of proof that what's coming at you does hurt your body. You know, the messages people send you, or it can help your body. And so, like, if you get in a bad situation, you just need to get yourself into, listen to some beautiful music, or get your spirit going to help you get over that.
Mm-hmm. And does this seem to be something that's readily, I guess, recognized by the human eye? I mean, anybody would know that something's wrong when they look at the different crystals as to whether they're positive or negative?
Well, these crystals, you generally don't see these. These are what he did in his study.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So you see, if you look at the book, you'll see his pictures.
Right. But, well, that's what I meant by the pictures.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. If you look at the pictures, I mean, you look at it and you say, that's just not right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
One of the things he did is he took, I forget what city, it was like Tokyo or one of those, the water supply.
Mm-hmm.
And he freezes crystals. And they filtered it and freeze the crystals. And no matter what they did, they could not get a decent shape out of the crystals when they froze it. Then they had some people come and sing beautiful music to it, and it froze in a nice way.
Mm-hmm.
So here was something that is inherently bad,
right,
but it still can be fixed with the right vibrations.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something that's really amazing. I'm sure most people don't think about that. Now, the tuning fork, is that always the same rate? I mean, it's not like different scales or anything like that? I mean, different notes, so to speak?
Quite the contrary. We have multiple sets,
mm-hmm.
and each set has different frequencies. We have one that's a Sfaggio scale. We have another one that's the harmonic scale. And the harmonic ones are kind of interesting. There's the mathematical harmonic scale and this concert one. because the concert instruments don't all work at the same frequencies, so they have a scale that they use for that. But the reason they're called tuning forks is that's what piano tuners used to use.
Right.
To tune the piano.
Mm-hmm.
They hold a pitch. So if you take a fork, it will always be at that frequency.
Mm-hmm.
The ones we use are an alloy of steel and aluminum, because the aluminum does not change pitch with temperature very much. If it was pure steel, the pure stainless steel ones and all, in very hot weather, very cold weather, they'll be off a little.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, when you use these, how do you know which ones to use on whatever situation that might be, whether it's emotional or physical? Do you, I don't know, get some kind of insight as to which one to use depending on what the problem might be with that person?
It depends on how you work. We work with the Kabbalistic Tree of Life a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And each of the Sfirot has a specific frequency. So we know which ones are out of balance, and we use the forks that go with those Sfirot to bring them back into balance.
Mm-hmm.
If you're working with the chakra system, each of the chakras have a frequency. If you're working with the acupuncture points, there's 10 forks that'll work with them. They also happen to be 10 in the Kabbalistic Tree of Life that work very well with those. That's one of the reasons we like that set, is it does so many different things.
Right. So you use the whole set, or you just use a particular tuning fork from that set that you know will work?
We use a series of them from the set.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, again, we're working in the triad, so we'll be using three at a time.
Mm-hmm. So it's just not one cut and dried tuning fork you use, and that's the magic wand, so to speak. There's other variations to take into consideration.
And with stones, it's the same way. We have over 200 that we carry with us in our stone set. And we find people say, oh, I know all about stone healing. I have my quartz crystal.
Mm-hmm.
So they're using one stone
right. For
everything. Or I know all about tuning forks. I have my C fork, or I have my ohm fork.
Mm-hmm.
So they're using one fork, one frequency.
Right. Now, do you each carry around certain stones with you each day to, I guess, provide a certain mood or whatever? Okay. Chris is wearing some jewelry with some stones, and what do those do?
They're blue. Blue is good for communication and for the throat.
And she has Christicola, which is good for itching and several other things. And
Larimar, which is good for colds and flus.
Mm-hmm.
Being the season that it is.
Yes, right. Very timely.
Very timely.
Yes. Now, is that something you wear all the time or not necessarily?
No, it's what I'm wearing now. I'm getting over a cold, and I've been swimming, so the chlorine is making my body itch.
Mm-hmm.
So the Crystal Cola is really good for that.
Mm-hmm. So it just depends, but I mean, you have walked around with stones that are helping you heal as you just go about your daily business?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the stones vary. Quite often I'll just put them in my pocket. Sometimes I'll put them on a chain. Some people get earrings to deal with some of their issues, and bracelets and necklaces and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Do they actually try to wear that particular stone around maybe where they need healing on their body, if they can do that?
If they can do that, that's better, but it doesn't have to be near.
Mm-hmm.
I can have one in my pocket for any situation on my body.
Right. Do they help affect mood as well as the physical being?
Yes, they do. And you pick a stone according to what symptoms you have.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a book called Crystal Prescriptions by Judy Hall that will say, like, if you need something for...
Hypertension,
use these stones.
Right.
And so that's a way of selecting some stones for your needs.
Mm-hmm.
And usually she'll give you, like, 4 or 5 stones for any one issue. You don't use all 4 or 5. You pick the one that's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
What we find is most people, when you get down to it, are having multiple symptoms. So if they, you take the book, you look through, you find your different symptoms, and look for the stone that seems to be common across them.
Mm-hmm.
But you do suggest that they take multiple stones as well, if that's what it calls for, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. But generally speaking, you can pretty much, I guess, nail it down to just one particular stone that will, in essence, do everything that maybe 2 or 3 stones might do, something that is a general well-being type stone that affects everything.
What we find is that some people will sit there and take 20, 30 stones.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a lot to carry around, right?
Yeah. There's going to be interaction.
Mm-hmm.
So they're back to the medical issue of, well, I've taken these 3, so I need this one to take care of the issue that this is causing. If they look for the right 1 or 2 stones, that's probably all they need.
Mm-hmm. It's like balance and counterbalance then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have too many, you're just constantly trying to rebalance.
Right. Now, do you generally let the person pick whatever stones they want to use? Is there something that perhaps they just feel on a psychic level that that stone is right for them?
What we find is usually when you, if you get into the point where you're saying, I need this stone. Okay, here's the stone. There are 20 of them here. Which one do you want? They'll go and say, I want this one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one of that type of stone that's just right for them.
Right.
On the other hand, we all know about reflexology.
Right.
You know why it's called reflexology?
I think you're going to tell me right now, right?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Right. It's because the whole energy system is reflected onto certain parts of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Like the feet.
Right.
The hands, the ears, the scalp. There's a number of places. One of the things that we do is we have a mat that we created that has a spot for the chakras. And then we can put the different stones on those spots. You put your feet next to the stone, between, around the stones, so the stones are down the middle. And you get a full body treatment because of the reflexology. We put down a set of stones that was a good general set. One of our students came over and sat down in the chair, put their feet around and said, I'm just vibrating like mad.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and said, I think it's a green stone. We took off the green stone that was there and put a different green stone. I'm fine now.
Mm-hmm.
We went and looked at the attributes of jade. And we started saying, let's see, this is for this and this and this and this. You just named every one of the problems I'm having right now.
Mm-hmm. That works out well.
Yeah. So that stone was...
was the one.
Was hitting everything.
Right. Now, if somebody wants to contact you, how can they do so?
The best way to contact us is start by going to our website, which is stonehealingenergy.com. Quick way of remembering that is she.
Okay.
Stonehealingenergy.com. Or you can call us at 248-647-6181.
Okay, well, I want to thank you both for being here. Very interesting to find out about this healing process and the fact that not only does it work on the physical body, but also the emotional and spiritual body as well. And that's very interesting. So thank you both for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
All right, I'm back, and I just want to thank my guests for this month, Chris and Dave Wattenberg. They are a couple who teach people to use the vibrations of stones and tuning forks to heal. And I was really, really impressed with the different ways that you can use stones and tuning forks to heal yourself, not only physically, but, you know, with spirit and also with emotions. I didn't know you could do all that. So once again, very interesting. And I thank them for being here. I also want to thank Brandon Stevens for producing this edition of Metaphysically Speaking, and be sure to come back on the third Tuesday of the month for another edition of Metaphysically Speaking. And also right now, I would like to announce that WHFR and Metaphysically Speaking will be presenting our sixth annual Festival of Enlightenment Holistic Fair on Saturday, March 22nd, 2014. From 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the HFCC Student and Culinary Arts Center. If you would be interested in joining us as a vendor, reader, or a body healer for this exciting premier holistic event, all you have to do is contact us by calling 313-483-2555 or email us at holistic2010@peoplepc.com. Once again, the telephone number is 313-483-2555. That's 2555, just to make that clear. Or you can email us at holistic2010@peoplepc.com. Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you there at the fair. Be sure to come by and check it out, even if you don't want to join us as a vendor or what have you. Certainly come by and check out the fair. It's something we're very proud of and we've been doing for quite a while now. With that being said, I want to thank you for listening. Have a great day, everybody.
WHFR, Dearborn.
Hi, this is Amy Milan from STARS, and you're listening to WHFR 89.3 in Dearborn, Michigan, the station making waves.
WHFR, the station making waves, proudly presents The Best of Broadway, a program featuring the best of American musical theater. Good afternoon